On Tuesday at the Hamilton County Board of Elections, there were reports of voter intimidation and people voting more than once. Board of Election employees investigated the claims, which didn't pan out any concrete proof of either. This is Sally Crissel, Deputy Director at the Board of Elections.
There's a lot of people who are very skeptical about the processes, which makes us, you know, feel like we should follow up on anything that we hear like that.
For instance, there's an anonymous report about a voter who says he was approached by several men trying to convince him to vote with the pre-filled out ballot. The voter also said he was followed by one of the men in a pickup truck almost all the way back to his home. Crissel said a troubleshooter was sent to the St. William Church where the incident allegedly happened, but no evidence was turned up.
Was he confused about getting a slate card or something? I don't know. But since we didn't have any other kind of reports like that, it seemed to be just kind of an anomaly. Didn't seem to be true once we checked into it.
Another report came in about posts on social media.
I received a phone call from a woman who said on Facebook there was a gentleman who was reporting that he voted twice.
That didn't appear to be true and was voluntarily removed from social media.
So you really kind of have to track that stuff down because that feeds into sometimes people's nervousness about the election process.
Election officials are still reviewing notes from poll workers about any other potential complaints while they also continue counting thousands of votes. Several thousand absentee votes are still being counted. An estimated 13,000 provisional ballots haven't been counted, and hundreds of mail-in votes need to be corrected or verified in order to be counted. Crystal says after an official count is completed in mid-November, an audit to account for every ballot will last until mid-December.
It's a lot of work to make sure that everything happened the way it was supposed to.
These processes take place every year to preserve the integrity of the elections. Jolene Almendadez, 91.7 WVXU.